kulabika nowe nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on even to the end.
Naye nja kusamuhandika amannya ago mpolampola.
I will request you write those names slowly.
Nga bwetusoma ate nga olupapula erukutuukako muwandiika.
When the paper reach you write at the same time.
Tetulina budde bwakwonoona.
We do not have time to waste.
Era twagala okutandika okukuma omutalinga okuva leero.
And we want to begin monitor you from today.
Mpaka mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga.
Until the month of June.
Omwezi ogwo.
That man.
Mwaka gujja kuba guweddeko ogwatwongerwamu.
The year would have ended up that they added on us.
Bwe tusuubira nti buli kimu kijja kuba kiyingira enteekateeka zaakyo.
Where we expect everything will enter its preparations.
Ebirabo byaffe.
Our gift.
Ati tubisomyeko
kati we started a little of them.
Wadde tujja kubisoma mu God's calling and gifts.
But we shall start them mu kuyitibwa kwa Mukama n'ebirabo mu butonde bwonna.
Muguru ne ku nsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus
much.
But at least you've had something and begin to ask where you fall. You first discover the gift, you are a post of the or pastor. Yet the question came, are you falling in office? Are you an officer of God? Are you a minister in the ministry? You are a ministry of Christ, of heaven and earth, or you are in the manifestation? In the units of gifts of the Holy Spirit, where do you fall?
So now
we still move on even this day. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald the Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and the Bible reader, Pastor Robina, we love you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, we bless in this minute. Ministry, the new generation which has the full knowledge of God
to
move on, reach unto you and proclaim to you and to answer you that question that the one leading you in God's final work, whom do you call him? And when you come to him, what you come for?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We were given our first point that it's required of you to know
the
ministry leading you in the serving of God, mostly in his God's final work on this world, that you'll be able to take and you get all of the fullness of God, that which is given him. Because when we heard in Matthew chapter 10 from verse 40 to 42, people come to the disciple, they have received Christ Jesus. You receive a disciple of Christ, they receive Christ. You receive the righteous man in the name of the righteous. They are given the reward of a righteous. You receive the prophet in the name of a prophet. Given a reward of that prophet. Understand when you welcomed and what he
has,
you can get them. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke in John and he said that those who obey my commands, they will do all that I do, even more than those.
So point in is that was once many
points we studied under that one point. Why it's required if you know the minister leading you in the work of God, mostly the final on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
We
move to our second point we've taken long on, that which told us that minister, does he have a general call, that which was marked?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That minister,
I know we have
a general call which we all called in, or a special call which was marked. Praise Jesus much. And if he's given gifts, is he given limited gifts? Praise Jesus much. We got examples like Galatians chapter 2 from verse 7 to 10. And we saw Apostle Paul was given a special call of the entire world and to the Gentiles. Those days they called the uncircumcised. And unto the Israelites. Then who were called the circumcised. Then the Apostle Peter was given a special call unto only the circumcised. And then they were called the Israelites. Praise Jesus much.
Now
we studied many on that word.
We
went back, looked to Genesis 12. When we saw Prophet Abraham, when
he
was given a special call of the entire world, and in him all nations of the world were to be blessed. We moved on, finished Matthew chapter
1,
and they showed Christ Jesus.
He
called all the nations to be saved. He passed the genealogy of Abraham. Now, thus that special call happened. Many things we saw on the special call. We saw ourselves as nation Uganda.
And
we had the special call of the entire world. Even though every nation, it has its call. And every city, and every village, and every person, they have a call on their life. Praise Jesus much. Now in all, when we finished that, headed on to see these gifts, that they are given you to which measure, according to your ability. When we
looked
to Matthew 25, praise Jesus much, and we got explained, starting from verse 14, and to the verse 17, they can give you talent or one gift,
or
two talents, or those we call two gifts. They might be five, and they might give you these spiritual gifts as your ability of using them is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So when you
come to many things on the spiritual gifts,
ministry.
And we wish to see those which fall in the ministry, those given by God in the word, our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 4, the verse 7, to reach in verse 25. And the responsibility of them, the seven of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we saw that those gifts are apostles, where they are prophets, evangelists, the teachers, and the pastors. They fall in five gifts that move via ministry. Those called ministers of heaven and earth, those of Christ Jesus. When we finish, and we saw gifts fall in the office of God, where there are those we come as officers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those we mostly saw in Romans 12, in the verse 3, and to finishing, where we saw their responsibilities, those reached to close to 10 plus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And those gifts we saw them, whom the Father gave, which are a number of them, which are indicated in Romans 12,
Corinthians
12, verse 28. Praise Jesus
much.
When we finished there,
we
headed on to see gifts given by the Holy Spirit, because we term as manifestation, or to manifest and exhibit. Praise Jesus much. Those we term as units,
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
God explained much about them last time.
Those
we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting from the verse 4.
That
there are a different form of gifts. Yet the Spirit moves on to give them. In the
1
Corinthians 12 verse
7.
Tell us that's manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Christ manifests his working in you.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much. And we saw many. When we went to the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verses 1 on to 6, and they move into manifesting, to manifest all ways of the Holy Spirit and the power. We saw much concerning that issue. This day before we go to see those gifts which oppose, we want to first go and see the responsibility of those gifts. Gifts move via manifestation or to exhibit. Those we term as units in the ministry of heaven and earth unto God. Praise Jesus much. We know of it well. When we had in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
verse
4 and the 5 will be told like this. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4.
Naye waliwo enjawulo ez'ebirabo. Naye omu
there is a difference of gifts, but the Spirit is one.
Yes,
yes, gifts given by the Holy Spirit, they are there. And these are different gifts, but the Holy Spirit has remained the same. The aim in both gifts, given by the Holy Spirit, to exhibit the word of God and power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we told in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in the verse 7, we were told like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse
7.
Praise Jesus much.
But
every person is given manifestation of the Spirit for profiting.
Spirit
manifests new blessing in his gifts. Expects you're going to be manifesting the word of God to profit many, and you manifest it by the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. According to that written in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in the verses 4 downwards.
1 Corinthians
chapter 2 from verse 4.
Tebyabanga mbigambo byamagezi ebisenda-senda. Wabula mukolesa kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The word of those who are given gifts in the manifestation, in exhibiting those we term as units, now to manifest the word of God and they demonstrate it with the Spirit and the power.
Understood,
it's not in the human wisdom.
Even
though examples given, all those we had them last time,
though
our purpose, your faith in the word of God should not be in the human wisdom but in the spiritual wisdom. Read us the verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in the verse 5.
Okukiriza kwamwe kulemenga okubeera magezi g'abantu wabula manyi ga Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nti ebirawo bino ebigayibwa omwoyo omutukuvu,
gifts given by the Holy Spirit,
byolesa ekigambo kya Katonda,
they demonstrate the word of God,
tugamba birabisa ekigambo kya Katonda,
now they manifest the word of God
mu mwoyo,
in the Spirit
n'amaanyi
and the power.
And
that
your
faith
should
not be in the human wisdom,
but
in the wisdom of God.
Quite
examples I showed them to you last time,
that
we give examples and they are not of the flesh,
yet
they are in the wisdom of God, not in the human wisdom, but in the wisdom of God. And we're heading on to see responsibilities of those gifts given by the Holy Spirit, demonstrated the word of God with power, the major responsibility of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
move on briefly in the first Corinthians chapter 2
in
the verses 12. He spoke as he said to this. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 12.
Na efete twawebwa moyo gwansi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tyoke tutegeere nga Katonda byatuwa obuwa.
But we did
not receive the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God,
but
we understand what God freely gives us. The gifts move via the demonstrating the word of God with power, as the Holy Spirit gives them. Saying,
we
have to realize the spirit given us is not of this world, but is the spirit coming from heaven. Understand things God freely gives us. Many gifts move under the Holy Spirit,
where
it's working miracles and wonders,
the
word of wisdom and understanding, as we shall see those gifts.
We have
understand spirit given us for that is not of this world, but is the spirit come from heaven. And he says, demonstrate sure God has freely given them to us, the power to heal, the word of wisdom and understanding, and you're not worthy even to sell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Or to make people line up in different amounts of money,
or
different amounts of money and things,
able
to demonstrate upon them the Holy Spirit through the word and power. Let's move on to verse 14.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
No kogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu byegayigiriza wabula mwoyo mutukuvu byayigiriza.
Even the word when we speak in it, our responsibility, those with gifts given by the Holy Spirit, to helping those given gifts from the Christ, of the ministry, those termed as ministers of God, of the heaven and earth, to tell them,
even
speak though we speak in the word, and not
worthy
speak them in the human wisdom, but the wisdom of God which is in the word. We
show
that to gifts given in the office of God, those called officers. We saw also apostles in that
home,
brought them to have their responsibility. We saw which showed these two other ministries, but even these in the gifts of manifesting, those termed as units, which reach every place,
which
join us all together, they must be in every place the church fellowships from,
but
they are there to join us up as the characters of the Holy Spirit, how they are to watch over the unity of the Spirit. That's why we term them gifts termed as units.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all, we understand that if we give examples, compare the spiritual with the spiritual things, not to come bring an example and indeed, and it's so much in the human wisdom also involving foolishness in it.
Can
give an example despising the word of God,
or
despises the God himself you speak of. You may have crossed wrongly. At times you can claim John two clothed sheepskin, sheepskin, and he ate locusts. The question is, were they dirty? Were they dirty? Clean and was clothing as a responsible person. When he comes in people, they never stumble. Our examples appear in our
hearts.
They move the speech and the way we do things.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So if you are going to examples in the
examples we give in the gospel.
Gifts
given by the Holy Spirit. They teach us how to connect spiritual with the spiritual things. That word means what? Can give examples, move me deeper in other scriptures.
We
say, as we connect spiritual with the spiritual truth. Many times when you look to John chapter 6 and the verse 63, scriptures themselves, they are the spirit and the spirit. Let's read there we hear. John 6 verse 63.
Omubiri teguliko chegugasa. Ebigambo byembagambye gwe moyo gwe bulamu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyandikwa tuba tukwasaganya byandikwa na byaki.
We connect scriptures with the scriptures.
Erabwe tuba tuleta example tuluna tuluna byawandikwa.
When we bring examples, we look at the scriptures.
Nitugate byo mwene byaki.
We join the spiritual with the spiritual truth.
Kugaza kugesa nyizo kuwa byawandikwa.
Example, I can give you a scripture.
Nga mu Isaiah sura eyo kubiri.
Like in the Isaiah chapter 2.
Nyorisuka.
From verses 1.
I
also bring Micah 4 verses 1 and they connect and
they
explain the midst of the scriptures. Let's read one verse in the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Isaya omwana wa Amozi kye yalaba ku Yuda ne Yerusalemu olunyo lw'okubiri awo lulituuka mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama lulinywezebwa ku ntikko y'ensozi era lulikulumizibwa okukira ensozi.
Olulituuka mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
It will come to pass in the latter days.
Olusozi,
the mountain of the house of the Lord, it will be lifted high on top, above all the other mountains. Now when we read that scripture, even another which speaks that same,
can't
give you proof the scriptures are truthful, yet before I explain them, to prove that scripture is true, I go to Micah chapter 4,
and
I bring another scripture proving that that scripture is true, but I've not yet explained it. Let's read we hear.
Micah 4
from verses 1.
Naye munaku ez'oluvannyuma olulituuka olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama luliba lunywevu ku ntikko y'ensozi era luliyimusibwa okusinga obusozi.
Wanonde subuka kafu.
Here I have brought proof.
Naye ng'ate ndisibyakulabya.
Yet I have brought examples.
Ndesubuka kafu bwa Isaiah esula ey'okubiri.
Brought proof of Isaiah chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
Ng'andeeta obuka kafu okuva mu Micah esula yakuna
onolusooka. Micah 4 from verse 1.
They are
like examples brought. Micah, they said, come past the latter days. The mountain of the house of God, on top of all mountains. I may have brought an head in saying, it's true. Come to past the mountain of God's house, in the bracket of the church, be on top of all other mountains. It's to say the economic mountain, the mountain of the false church, the mountain of the social relations,
and show you
in the latter days the mountain of the house of God, the church, it will be on top.
I want to
begin explain mountain of the house of God before I explain other mountains. First come, bring out, say, the mountain of God's house, which one is this?
And
I bring scriptures to prove it and give examples of it.
And
I don't bring the mountains. Perhaps will be on the top high there.
I think
it's the church of Uganda. Namirembe is on the hill.
Catholic church
on the hill.
Zambia.
It's not that. Examples, these are wrong.
You
are not spiritual examples. Those gifts given by the
Holy
Spirit, which come to manifest and demonstrate the word of God with power. These are our works. Now to say, I may be explaining. I've given you the heading. I brought scriptures proof the heading is true. But I want to come and begin explain the mountain of God's house. What is that? Before I get explained, the other mountains. The mountain of God's house is to be on the top. It is true. More than the other mountains. I have to explain the mountain of God's house.
I explain
the mountains surrounding it.
At
this time it said those mountains, they have been on the top more than the house of God, more than the mountain of God's house. Now explain the mountain of God according to those Isaiah 1:9. They tell us this on that mountain of the house of God.
Mukama weje singa teyatulekera wechitundu
echa Isaiah 19.
Isaiah sura ya 19:9.
Isaiah 11:9.
Tebali ruma ne wankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwango lutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga eseri julo kumanya mukama ngamazzi begasanikira ennyanja.
Tebali rumya.
They will not be heartened.
Ne wankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwango lutukuvu lwonna.
Destroy on all my holy mountain. The earth will be filled knowledge of God as the water spread on the sea.
I want
to bring mountain of God's house. They will say there will not be distractions there.
There
will not be heartens there on his mountain. That time the world will be filled knowledge of God as the water spread on the sea. But when I go to Haggai, there is the word they tell me that the latter church will be on top. What takes it on the top? What form of mountain is it on? That's on the top. It will be more powerful than the former church.
Yes,
we speak of which one? God's house. Do you think it's a physical mountain? It can't be the church. It makes it be lifted high. Knowledge exceeding of the other mountains. It comes out clear. It comes out. Isaiah 11:9. Come on my mountain, no more be heartened there.
There
will not be heartened, neither distraction. In the prison, the earth will be filled with knowledge of God as the water spread on the sea.
When
I go in Haggai, you know what I first do. Go back to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Or Micah chapter 4. First, bring those come on the mountains. Who are these? Those going there, they come for what? They come to be told. And I realize they're going to be filled of knowledge. You see where I head on to? Can't give those as examples.
All.
But I tell you what exceeds on these gifts.
God's calling and spiritual gifts.
Tell them of which we are coming.
Today,
Yesu ni zanda diye vinzani. Tonde bonna mukuru ne munsi.
I don't
know if there's something you've understood.
I don't want to go far in it.
But I wanted to show you how we connect scripture with the spirit of truth in the brief. Now I've told you, I'm to explain the mountain of God to be on the top, more than all other mountains. I go to Isaiah 11 verse 9, and I hear they will not be heartened, neither be destroyed on all my holy mountain, because the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the water spread on the sea. I go back to Micah 4. It tells me this in the verse 2. Micah 4 in the verse 2.
Erama wanga manja agaligenda negogera ntimujetu ambukeri olusozi lwa mukama nere nyumba ya katonda wa Yakobo na yali tuigiriza ebye ngudoze na petuli tamulira makuboge. Kubanga msayuni mwemuliva mateka na chikambo cha mkama na Yerusalem.
Hii nyendo kulina.
I go to here. Micah 4 verse 2.
Ne Isaiah sura yoku nyoku sandu.
Isaiah 2 verse 3.
Ngama wanga gagende yo.
The nations go to that place.
Okuyigirizibwa.
To be told.
Basoborofu na kulio kumanya bale makudamu kuzikirizibwa.
That they can get knowledge no more be destroyed.
Kakati.
Now.
Nyendo kulina.
I get to here. And the command tells me, you make all nations disciples. You see where I head on to. Explain what the mountain of God's house is that to be on the top. At the end of all,
I'll
end up speak of the church of the holy ones. Praise Jesus much. If I drive on that journey, for in Haggai chapter 2, who was there when the glory of the former house, and how do you see that now, which has left something
new?
They say in the latter days, the glory of the latter house will be greater. I hear
it might
be what they say to come to pass in the latter days, the mountain of God's house to be on the top. You see that?
Now,
planation alone can move in scriptures as you connect spiritual with the spiritual truth.
But it's
not what I want us to go into today. When we shall go, we will come and be able
to
be
to the Holy Creations under the
shall handle, explain every gift and their responsibilities and the way they work. All creations in the hand, in the gods. Is it not that?
It's
not broadened far beyond this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet when we move on to see,
because
God that has the initials,
those,
the spiritual gifts what they do,
you
may be able to teach in the wisdom of God, wisdom of the Spirit, connect the spiritual truth with spiritual things,
that
can demonstrate power of the Holy Spirit in every place. Now the second, according to the spiritual gifts, those in the Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, from verse 22, we are told like this. Galatians 5, verse 22.
Spiritual
fruits. Love.
Yes,
now these gifts, those are given by the Spirit.
These
fruits of the Spirit, these are His ways. When He manifests the word of God with power, first moveth in love. It means these gifts, they must be manifesting what is called love. But love is nothing else. Every place that is God, that is the true love. The Bible says, according to the first John, that God is love. Let's read there, we hear. First John chapter 4, Verse 16. 1 John 4:16.
Katonda kwagala. Noye abeera mu kwagala abeera mu Katonda. Ne Katonda abeera mu ye.
Yes.
Kubanga.
Because.
Point yaffe mwe bitulabye oba embala oba obuvunaanyizibwa bw'ebirabo ebigabibwa
omuntu. Pointing the character or responsibilities of gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mukwolesa.
In the demonstration.
Point esooka bagamba tulina kubanga twogera ekigambo mu magezi ag'omwoyo.
Speak the word of the wisdom of the Spirit.
Natukwasaganya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
As we connect spiritually with the spiritual.
Amagezi ag'omwoyo bye byawandiikibwa.
The wisdom of the Spirit are scriptures.
Era okukwasaganya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
Connect spiritually with the spiritual.
Okukwasaganya ebyawandiikibwa.
Connecting scriptures.
Okuleeta ebyokulabirako ebingi.
Bring the many examples.
Wabula kati bwe tutuuse.
But when we reach.
Point yaffe. Oba ku buvunaanyizibwa obwokubiri.
The second responsibility.
Kusinaba Galatia esura eno ey'okutaano.
According to Galatians 5:22.
Bagamba nti bino bye bibala by'omwoyo.
These are fruits of the Spirit.
Okwagala.
Love.
Kitegeeza ebirabo bino bibeera nnyo mu mukwagala.
These gifts are most within this love.
Okunyonyoddwa obulungi mu Baluka Yokaana 1:16 n'okukiira.
1 John 4:16.
Olunyo lw'omukaaga n'okukiira.
First John 4:16.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. That God
is
the love. And the one in God. The moving love. And God is in him. What do we plan to bring?
According
to gifts given by the Holy Spirit.
We must
spread the word of God with power. If you have no love. God in you. You can leave a sick person yet you have a gift of healing.
If
you used to heal them. Because they have no 1 million which you want.
And
God has not manifested you. It's not only this
gifts.
Gifts teach it to
no
gifts given by father and the son. That friends. Your power of healing our gifts given by spirit. Demonstrate power to heal.
But
we freely give for we to freely were given. You too given to heal. When the Father gives healing,
and
the Lord gives as he gives us,
and
not taught that love we can't do right things.
You
can leave the one in pain, yet you target one thing, money. If they don't line up with money which you want, if they appear funny your way,
you
don't get close to them for love is not in you.
That
love is the God manifesting those gifts. But we know that God is the Spirit. According to those in the John. John 4:24. And it tells us like this. John 4:24. John 4:24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. Naba bamusinza kibagwanira okusinzanga mwoyo n'amazima.
Kituufu.
It is true.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Katonda kigambo.
God the Word.
Nabo mwoyo.
Them two are spirits.
Wabula ebintu byonna ebyobwa Katonda basalwa birabisibwa mwoyo
mu. The things of God they desire to manifest them in the Holy Spirit.
Embala zaabwe bebibala byonna.
Characters and all their fruits.
Kati n'omuntu kunagamba.
The Holy Spirit says.
Nange nkuze nti okulabisa embala ezo.
Which what am I doing? Manifest those characters in the serving.
Kangabe ebirabo nga birimu ebirungo ebyo.
Let me keep gifts holding those ingredients.
Bisobola okuyigiriza ebirabo.
Can teach gifts even by God the Father in the office, even by God the Word in the Son, termed as ministry. They will be taught our character.
Some
in the ministry make all nation disciples. All our major mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That love explained to be God.
1 John 4:16.
Tell us what's within the love. There are these ones down.
You
have to manifest those gifts.
And
those gifts spread in the entire world. According to 1 Corinthians 13.
See
that love has been things down here. Love is God, and He has these down here.
1 Corinthians 13:4. okwagala kugumiikiriza.
Okusooka byonna.
First of all.
Era mu bino bibeera n'okugumiikiriza nga kuyitibwa.
You have high level of patience.
Ayinza n'okuleetera omulwadde awunya.
Can bring you a sick person who is smelling.
Muvundu nnyo nnyo.
They are so rotten.
Kusinina ku mulambo gwe baali banonye ogwa Lazaro.
The dead body of Lazarus they went to get in the tombs. And they told the Lord Jesus,
the Spirit
who had given him the work together.
Jesus explained
Matthew 12:28.
Just
demons but the Spirit of God.
The
Spirit of God has given him his
gifts for him.
They took him, raised Lazarus and get him from the tombs. He smells. Our Lord, he is smelling.
And he said,
show me where you put him. Now see, you may see your gift of apostle. It falls in the spirit.
Your
father gave you a apostle of the office.
Here in the office, you are like an
apostle in the office.
Yes, and he minister.
The Lord Jesus gave me be an apostle. As the responsibility is,
yes, no gamba. Kali no mu mtuku buyampo obutume.
The Spirit gave me be an apostle.
But
as we research about you, if someone smells the mouth and they come, you speak with them, you chase them from before you. If you don't tell them that friend, now patience is needed.
When
you get angered, you don't want to get closer to them anymore. For God still calls yet all people.
But
still comes to people, he's not tired of them. Till the Father tells them, get from the people.
But
we know in the Genesis 6, in the verses 1 and down, Father said, Spirit will not contend with his people forever. Let me take him away this prayer.
But
the Spirit insisted to remain. I still order them. And say, I know it. If you demonstrate your love, you're so exceeding in that.
What's
the window that? If you demonstrate us in love, you get to be patient beyond. But me as the one office and gifts in office, I don't want people trouble us here. So how gifts are. The truth is, brethren,
gifts
is separate, see where they fall
in
their responsibilities. Those exceeding, demonstrating working of those gifts,
teach
us, we know they fall here and there.
So
if you look at the love, one of the points worthy of those gifts given by Holy Spirit, God is indeed filled and manifested in your gift. And we see him like this. The love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13:4.
First Corinthians 13:4.
It's patient. It's kind.
Yes.
Gifts you are a work of a miracle, the wonder.
To
see that this person has no leg. Don't tell them bring 300
million.
I draw a leg on you in the name of Jesus. You say the way they are, draw a leg in the name of Jesus. And you move, go away. Whether it's bring thanksgiving or not, yes, the kindness manifests. Yes. Are there people with gifts and the Holy Spirit gave them? Oh, he gave you and you wasted them. You know, the kindness in that gift.
First Corinthians 13:4.
There is no envy. And this one's amazing. Can unite other gifts, they have no envy in themselves. How many apostles, let's move on.
Preach
with the same level, let's preach.
When you come
powerful like
this,
whether you exceed
it
as they will be able, let's serve. No envy. But if you see a gift, you hold envy in yourself. Wish, but envy overtakes you. Gifts may be the other gifts, this help of these gifts. Demonstration of
the
gift. They demonstrate everything.
It's
the word of God and power. There is no envy.
When apostles
sent by the Holy Spirit,
I said all apostles
come from office,
come
with minister, all rise up.
It's
not the minister you are with, how he is.
He
has all gifts or not? If I did have gifts of the Holy Spirit,
and
caught me, not allow many apostles, many pastors and evangelists. Envy can affect you and you begin to press others down. Colossians chapter 1. Jesus wants to join a peace in heaven and earth. In him they become one body.
He
told him, I'm going to send many gifts in me. And they can work.
He
tells us they do what? When you finish envy.
1
Corinthians 13 and the verse
4.
You do not boast and show off.
Can
you on any level?
We
know something and you leave others also make it through.
By experiencing it,
the minister. Then
mistake.
You go gently tell them you've done wrong here.
Yes.
Gently.
You
can go on every level.
They
unite those high and low. And we find we are together.
I
don't know if anyone has it that side.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
When
people. You can come back, preach to one.
Go
to the family, you go there. People say, visit us.
Yes,
Jesus visits. House of Martha and Mary.
They
visit to Zachariah.
Goes
to the five, up to two. Yet you're high up there. You no more get down.
Down
and pull us
in.
God the Father which he
gave. Gift
of ministry, we wonder. That man.
Demonstrate
remains go down.
Say,
we, why remain high up here? Let's get down.
Gifts,
if you're at a high time to go down, you go low down there. Now there, bishops who don't know
homes,
where you sleep, that is your bishop. He's a bishop.
Bishop
must know where you sleep, how you eat, how you progress.
The
spirit and the flesh.
But
bishop Arthur doesn't know where you even sleep.
He doesn't
know how you live. That is a bishop. That's why they elected bishops of 5, 10 and above. Now today things are overturned. The bishop, the more he opens branches of his buildings of churches, he is the bishop of those buildings. That's madness. Are we out there? What's in this love that Holy Spirit demonstrates? Puts most in the gifts he gives. 1 Corinthians 13:4. It can go to any level.
Tekwegulumiza.
It's not boost eye. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Demonstrate.
You
all fruits of God. That though God is great.
Job 36:5.
It does not despise any person.
Cannot never come say.
I am inspector general prophet.
No.
God is the inspector. You can inspect which work here on heaven in the works of God. Not God who is high above.
Inspect
or to guide and lead. Inspector the center is the Holy Spirit. The one guides and leads.
Inspector
general prophet.
His eminence.
His eminence. His most right reverence. Can't allow you such that you enter here. Apostles come, you clap. You must come on the pulpits.
The pastor
come the word of God and you're still down. And they will
lift you
high up.
Gifts
of spirit, if they rise up again, these gifts to manifest, it's rare. You find a pastor with 5 people filled of all pride and arrogance. And they carry his Bible. He is all puffed high up there. They call him daddy, papa. Names like that. I told you one day,
a
woman was hated over those terms of daddy and papa. She goes, welcomes the husband,
but
to a ministry where she's or to her church. And they reached, pastor not yet arrived. They sat on the side. When the pastor arrived, the wife went, welcome, daddy. She knelt down.
Oh, daddy, papa.
Daddy, papa, you're welcome. And she called the husband, introduced the man. She told the pastor, how long that's your daddy? You never called me daddy, neither kneel before me.
You
almost hugged him.
I come back
to just quarrel at home. I pass my things are brought to the kitchen. Go get married to your daddy. Some things are not of God.
Family
not to be brought in church. You go on the person, you call him daddy. Daddy. Like those who sang the other side. That eager, the sorcerer. Yes.
Daddy. Over papa, spiritual father.
Oh, spiritual father.
This
is the father of our spirits, who is God.
It
is the father in heaven. Now you call me father, why? That father of your spirit, when did I begot it?
Okay.
Let's get to it. Call me
your
spiritual father. When did I begot you? The spirit. And they find me. I'm on your spirit. I'm laying it.
Now we
begot you in the gospel because we were ahead of you. God be not your spiritual fathers.
Kati okwagala kuno
now this love,
ebirabo bino ebyomwoyo
gifts of the spirit
bisanyawo ebintu ebyonna
they destroy all things like that
kubanga omwoyo oyo omulaba
that spirit you see
niwankubadde nga naye katonda
no he too is God
ali wansi
he is low down
n'abantu abamubagaana okumusinza nga bagamba si katonda
to meet him they say he's not God
nibaboogera kubajuliza abasatu abali
mubalyokaana ensooka esula y'okutaanonyolaomusanvunikubanga
waliwo abajula basatu
muggulu
kigambo gwe tumanyi nga
omwanan'omwoyo
omutukuvune bagamba n'abasatu bano bakkaanya mu omu tosobola kugulumizaako omumulaana
omuleebeerezaamu
omumutukuvu yakeeru yagjawo buli kyonna ekyokubeera
katondayesu
nga talinabalekawo bitibwa byakuba katonda afuuka omwana
Begot to see
son.
The spirit had left them long back. From creation of
him.
He remained in the people.
Era Yesu byamala okuva ku nsi
nga afiiridde. Jesus left the world.
Mu kitiibwa ky'obwa Katonda.
Omuliro
n'akomawo n'ava mu kitiibwa ky'obwa Katonda n'akomawo wano.
From glory of God to down here in the world.
Era mune tumuyita omwoyo wa Katonda. Tumutera muyita Katonda.
Spirit of God will really call
him God. Yagala abeere wa Katonda.
He wanted to be of God.
Asobole okuweereza ku
levels ati. That can serve on the level of we men. Gifts by the Holy Spirit.
Get down
to the level of this spirit.
Nti umulaba mukozi
bisamana kira akola. Work a day night
working. Akuze mera akola bichi.
Food.
Nera inza kuvayo na agamba.
Can't come out and say.
Zo moyo wa Katonda wa amani.
I am the powerful spirit of God.
Mujem gena kulaba ebya amani byenkola.
See powerful things I do.
Ngabo ebulirambo wali abasajja ba Katonda ba amani.
They are powerful men of God.
Mbwira ne bajjo kulaba omusajja oyo w'amaanyi.
Come to see that powerful man of God.
Kakati omwoyo omutukuvu toli muwulirako wadde ku kyalo ekimu oba mu kibuga.
Yeah, him in a village or city.
Mujje mulaba omwoyo wa Katonda w'amaanyi.
Powerful spirit of God.
Akola ebyamaanyi.
Does powerful things.
Jali akola misana na kiro. Ameze mmere akuza amagumba mu lubuto lwa mama ono ofuluma.
Kulikamu
omukka akupima tusa.
Special oxygen we
breathe. Awonye wa n'endwadde akola ebyamagero agoba emizimu. Yenkanye amago tulinawo naye ssebo talabika.
Giant we have is invisible. He's down.
He said,
if you worship the Father in the world,
me,
I will
live.
He would have said, worship me. Praise and we are praising, they are seated watching us. Clapping like that. Diplomat clap.
But
he said, it's time given gifts of spirit.
Are
going to lower them down.
Kati abayimbi
now musicians
you
given spiritual gifts
okuyimba naye amampati n'amakulu mpati tena
arrogance and the pride all in them
kati eri daluli abayimbi basitani
the madness of musicians of Satan it should not remain in them
for
Satan was the musician gifts of music
era anyagane ebyo bibadde bya Katonda
grabs those which have been of God
banga ne muganda oli ugeme
even a brother ugeme
akati bamfura pastor
now they made him pastor
enako zine nyimba ziba ku
these days the song they sing they are troubling us
muziki gusobola okujeri mu concert je bamuyiti
music to fit in the concerts of the world
yazikyusize kidonge
kibiramu the disco in the songs
obora busaze
and the girls have damaged and patched trousers
yuzi yayimba na agamba
last time he sang
kani kani ayambala bubi
that canny clothes funny and wrong and badly
kadurale
now today
nisina muweleza gwengerega naye
I bring example
oboli yao nabo bawulira bachuka
when they hear they change
kwanga tuli betegefu okuyisa ekigambo wakati
already to pass the word in the middle
eri abatuwagira n'abatuwagira
those who support whom never support us
we wakati wetu kiyisa
in the middle we pass it there
the bible yagamba ntibera mwetegefu okuyisa ekigambo wakati
already pass the word in the middle
ne wakati omanyiwa
but not with the middle
wakati wabakuwagira n'abatakola
between those supporting and those not supporting
woyogera mazima
you speak truth
omaliriza abatakuwagira bonna basiseeno bazizeeno
those who don't support you come to side of supporting you
obera wakati eno wali abatakuwagire eno wajebali
oyisaawo
bwoyisaawo
bana
beno bakatumukube abeno mugeza ne
mukuba
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okay, katweyongere tulabe ekirala.
Let's move on to see the other.
Bakolinso kisoke sura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First Corinthians 13 in the verse 5.
Okwagala tekukola bitasaana.
Kakati ebitasaana.
It's not.
Ogenze kuwonya.
You've got to heal.
Oda mpozi toyina maani gakisajja.
You don't have katulabe. Power. Let us see.
Simulule mbale.
Open your zip.
Ngenda kusabira.
I'm going to pray for you. The gun. You pray for it. And the gun shoots up.
Banangi.
In the people.
Olabe ebirabo bino bisobola okubajjamu obusirusiru
Satani
bw'ayagala okuyigiriza mu kanisa.
Satan brings in the church.
Oli mukozi wa byamagero.
You are a work of miracles.
Gundi gwe.
Say you.
Mukazi gwe.
You woman.
Tolina muliro mu kisenge. Jangu kusabire gukutukeko kati.
Have no fire in the bedroom.
Ngadani kamusabira.
And begin to pray. And this one begins to groan like that. And she begins. I don't know settles. Those foolish things. That is foolishness. As I pray for the woman, he's in the breast, mooching them. Pray. I pray you get those love you. Another step on the belly of the woman. Pray for woman give birth. Pressing on her belly. Those things are not acceptable. See how you ashamed God.
Kati ebirawo bino byetaaga
okubyonina
all
ebyakitaffu in the office
ebyamukama office
ministry
wanga buli kimu birina obuvunanyizibwa bituulaga
have responsibility they show us
nemine ebyomwoyo omutuku mu byokwolesa
Holy Spirit demonstrate
birina
okudose of unity
babiba n'ebyokutulaga
they have things to show us
sana
things not worthy
ogendola pastor
you see the pastor
ali mu muziki
he's dancing shaking to the people like that
even
He's jamming. I am born again. He's dancing, breaking like that.
I
have don't bow myself in the congregation. Some things. Let me tell you, see. Church. Where they fell in the bottomless pit, they need to be plucked out of there.
Ukusina kungeri betu ita abawereza bibakola wange wewunya
things they do you wonder
nokole bita sana nodda mukutunda apple
sima nyimbo za mukisha apple that they are blessed apple
notunda amazibyo nabali bambita sana
those are things not worthy
ani ko waraba gatunda mu bible
you see one cell water in the bible
agali ogwo mukisha wagali nanga nogwa
mbugu blessed you waited fell in the pool
sota sana baya wakwali ka gatunda
is there anyone who sold water I didn't see one These people.
Namu mwani mweta go kubimanya.
You needed to know this. Just saw them, you see the healing, they are prophets. You see the
pastors,
you knew nothing of them.
And
you're out there arguing that your pastor is right. He's right from what?
He's
one of people who do things unworthy. Another is breast and hand ministry. When he takes people from you, kissing, gets demon through the mouth of people, kiss them like that.
He's
one who made them take off their trousers, panties, knickers. They were women. He took them knickers, pray for them.
What are your pastor?
There's one pastor. Yes, the company manufactures knickers.
And
underwears. But there's a photo of his on them. Another was teaching of love. He began to sodomize in the synagogue. Don't know our demonstrating video where you put them.
That was teaching of love. He went behind and put a demon in the woman and began to make her expose herself. He went behind her back. Jesus wants you to do it like this. He increased momentum.
He had come clothed in underwear of a polythene.
Joined
on like three others.
Things
finish them in the people.
Kakati,
now, if these gifts come back, I wanted to show you this, that all our prayers and all our demonstrations, the gifts given us, they are in the wisdom of God. Don't bring in anything not worthy.
They shame
those hidden in the name of God. He said, Jeremiah 23, in the latter days Noah never sent those prophets. But the acts they do, they are not of God.
If
they say Father gave them gifts, gifts of office and responsibility, and how they look like, Christ gave them those gifts. So responsibility of those gifts.
So
the Holy Spirit gave them. Now you hear what's meant to do.
You
who gave you that you a prophet of Satan, apostle of Satan, according to what you do. You see them by their fruits. Fruits are these the spirit shares. Some of them are
those.
The servant of God, you will see fruits. As they showed you the fruit of God,
he's
doing things not worthy.
But
an evangelist on the roads.
They
open
it.
He saves. That is all he's doing on the roads. Another is running. He's in the city center. People look, see whether the end is coming. It's not there. They reach, scorn the word, the end. Another is on the Entebbe road. With his pulpit in the middle of the roads. There's a side mirror on his podium. Pulpit. Now what does he see?
No,
this days even fell mad. Before he was clothing well, now he clothes rags.
Even the pulpit
broke it, yet he still comes with it.
You claim
you are on God, yet you shame his name.
But I'm
not ashamed on God, I'm not shamed.
As
there they stand up.
Hallelujah!
In the people.
Hallelujah,
we make it the right time, the right place. Everything has time and season. Ecclesiastes 3 says, some they are chased from the jobs. They are on the job. They are
impatient.
Supermarket like that. Someone find you speak such foolish things. Born again are so amazing. The farm they're pressing it. The farm is facing it every time like that. Now,
I need to cover them.
They may be moving on the road.
Not
and they see a dog.
Hey! Karonozi! Musimuguakumuguakumuzi!
Fire!
Fire! You
begin to do things on no worthy.
People,
so when you fall mad, it came because of the bad manners and character we manifest.
Me, I thought,
when you
pray
without shaking your head, God cannot hear you. You pray like that.
You pray shaking random.
And born again because the scorn of God
said,
doing things not right. Strengthen the good things, the love of God. They have not been
reasoned,
not helped others. Disorganized. They grow funny. After this, God checks the heart. God
fills
the heart manifest. Done outside. He checks the heart. And the way he checks, you just speak it.
What
do you think
is not
worthy? Born again moves with their water in the jerrycan or in the bottle that they have anointed it
and
the shops of spring. Others are given salt. Every night, like nine hours, you wake up, you squeeze the blessings of the Lord. You squeeze in your palms. No one will put again when they see you. Listen, my God. What's the other?
First Corinthians 13:5.
There's no seeking your own things alone. Yet you look to even of others. You see those gifts.
When
you come with gift of healing miracles, knowledge, understanding, what gifts we would give. You want to see your brethren are well off.
If you have
knowledge, give it in its fullness. You think you heal without, you want all you be well off.
We
don't seek your own things alone. Yet as we told in the Philippians, that even of the others, you think of them.
You
say, how can it be the church that we pray to
the
grace of the Lord Jesus in the love of God, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all the brethren? The love of God brings 1 billion to the pastor. And it remains his money built by his cars. People in the church very bad love. Both gifts of Holy Spirit. They progress their progress. And they tell the other church, you do this, we've done.
You find pastors
ranked worth billions of money.
Yet there's
people
still begging.
They are saying, God, give me even 100,000.
That they are
with the same church. That's
their
pastor.
If he's
the father in the home,
has
that plenty of money,
be
the son poor, very poor.
Fathers
can begin to chase children. We too, we begin to stop calling them our fathers.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. The manifested church would have been well off.
A pastor bought
many cars and have many buildings.
And
children of God tell
Saba!
Them, pray. He's gathering more.
Okay,
make them pray, wait for the Lord,
and get
from what you already got. You wait, God gets from your money, yet doesn't bring back even. Now, if he said he takes the tithe and the offering, governments of the world, they get tithe and the offering. Is it not that? We call it omusolo.
Yet
they bring back build hospitals and the roads and the others. Pastor, when you gather it, what you bring back to the people? You'll seek for your own things alone.
Mm-hmm. First Corinthians 13:5.
You have
to prove for God.
He
takes from this mentality of you getting angered, things not right.
Can
do things which cause anger. Yeah, just look at you.
I look at you.
And we move on to speak. He forgot to get angered.
Given
the Holy Spirit, I met the
angel
from gifts of Holy Spirit. Getting angered, we gave upon
it.
We teach people. Anger does not work the righteousness of God. Get angered,
you are
servant of God. Whatever follows you do is foolishness and not there.
First Corinthians 13:5.
People commit sins. But if
you
are in the gifts of Holy Spirit,
as to someone
does something wrong and you give up on it, for God, when He forgives, He totally forgives. All those gifts given the Holy Spirit, they are what most demonstrated and manifested
them.
Do not just come and say, my gift falls into demonstration and exhibition. The gift gave it to me. It's not like that.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Are
we out there?
First Corinthians 13:6.
And those gifts, if apostle prophets, gifts given by the Holy Spirit, or if they say things of unrighteousness, they bring gospel in wisdom of God and power, and you wonder, all these iniquities church clothes wrongly and badly. Women cut off their
idols,
lashes, and they paint on new ones looking upwards. The lips, they paint them beyond what
swabbing,
and they paint black on the eye.
Unrighteousness.
You walk nakedly in the church. Those you can't be in the
body
of apostle or prophet or teacher or work miracles or wisdom and understanding and gifts through the gifts, and you live unrighteousness like that.
Holy
Spirit in the John 16 verse 6 and down, came convict world of sin, righteousness and judgments. Both of those gifts are strengthened much. When they see sin and righteousness, where is it? They are looking, where is the, which place not settled? Why do you sit like that? Why do you open legs? What do you mean?
Let
me hope all you clothed well. Even those who have not learned to clothe people, to teach them. People, they don't know how to clothe. They just throw upon them clothing. They throw veils on themselves. Or they cut themselves with clothing. Half. Or quarter. You just cut clothing. They cut clothing. They beat you all yourself. You cut yourself. Quarter of it. Others that fails. Not even clothes. They cut veils. Means some parts not covered. For a veil cut cover the entire parts of the body. Anyone who's cut veils on themselves,
we
hope you closed clothing.
I don't know that Pastors were
there. And women are sitting on the front lines. And they have even tried to cut off. But the front bushes are all exposed to the pastors.
Any
time it pierces them, and
their
heart begin to be moved.
Hmm. You
see the problem.
Church,
if you in there, they don't mind
they're
preaching.
What
are you on? Even gift to help them. Even by the Holy Spirit, convict Ali.
You
feel the conviction in you.
In Paul,
Acts 16 unto 30.
Yeah. Demon
divided. Makes money.
Conviction said no.
He wasn't there.
Wonder
church, how are we today?
Because
ask, so what are we up to?
No,
and you are a pastor,
a
apostle, prophets.
It's
not right to look at them, ignore them. Things of not unrighteousness, you ignore them. You say, go check the heart. God says, what fills the heart is what gets out.
You
can't cloth like that. It did come from your heart. Is that possible?
No, okay, then, you
don't feel it in your heart, you clothe it.
You
will accuse you as the works you did in the flesh. Let's finish.
1 Corinthians 13:6. Naye kusanyukira wamu n'amazima.
Amazima. Era bw'osingana abagoogera.
If you find those speakers,
ne bw'obeera mutume,
oba you apostle, prophet, or pastor,
ng'oli mu kirabo ky'omwoyo
omutukuvu. The gift of Holy Spirit.
Ate naawe abeera afunye kwekya.
You too is gotten of that.
Ekigabibwa ebirabo bino.
Given by these gifts.
Buli butuukirivu bwonna w'obusingana. Babeera mikwano gyo babeera baganda
bo. They are your friends, your brethren.
Oba obasembeza buli kigambo.
You draw them close to any words.
First Corinthians 13:7.
It can bear all things.
Mm-hmm.
It believes all things.
Yes,
it's right to love in these gifts.
We
move and expect all things. The good and the bad. And they are ready to confront them. And they believe all that they can happen. Satan is there. God is there. Powers of darkness are there. Even of righteousness. Why believe that?
Gifts
given Holy Spirit. They bring you different spirits. They have to believe fast. There are evil spirits. And the Holy Spirit. That they can differentiate them. First Corinthians 13:7. It hopes all things.
There
is no any time they can become something dangerous, and the good took us to come. First Corinthians 13:7. There is to endure all things. To stand in the gap for others. Every demon join them. First Corinthians 13:8. And they show that is God. He will never cease to be old days. It means if you work in that gift, you have to teach others with plans. You have to be like this forever, no changing. What tries you most in one today and the other day,
all
days of your ministration, along the way by things they have gotten of this world. First Corinthians 13:8.
Onyoromwenda kubanga tutegera ko kitundu era tuwa obunabi kitundu olwekumi We
ask
God to help
you.
Sometime back you knew things of halves. And you had that spiritual gift. But if you don't know that the Father of heaven, their gifts, termed as office, and they have their responsibilities unto the entire church.
We
did know there are also gifts, even by God the Word, whom we know as the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ.
They
to have their own responsibilities unto the entire church. You know their gifts given by Holy Spirit, termed as the
unity.
Units or manifestations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Them
to have their responsibilities and to the entire church.
So when
we bring it back as we finish in the Galatians chapter 5, 22, we've been told like this. Galatians 5, verse 22.
Na ye ebibale byomoyo kwe kwagala. Okusanyuka.
Kugamba ebibala byomoyo.
The fruits of the Spirit.
Okwagala.
Is love.
Bagambye okusanyuka.
It's a joy.
Bitambulira mu kusanyuka.
They move in joy.
Na ye kituyita okusanyuka okw'obwakati.
What we call the joy of God. I may not finish it today. But Hebrews speaks of it in Hebrews 1. That you have to love all righteousness and you hate evil.
So
to anoint you, anointing of joy more than your companions. Enjoy by those gifts. Goodness of God and peace.
You
know where the Spirit of God is. There is liberty.
No stress, no what.
No peace, the Spirit is there.
Now
when you read brief in the Hebrews, explain this joy spoken of how it's not laughing foolish laughters, but this anointing of joy. Anointing of joy. That of peace.
It's
written in the Hebrews we see. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9.
Katonda. Katonda o. Chavuda kukaka mafuta gokusanyu kukusinga wano.
It involves hating every form of iniquity and unrighteousness. And you will love all righteousness. God anoints your anointing of joy more than your brethren. That's special gifts. One of the ingredients in the gifts given by Holy Spirit.
That
joy, to love, to looking good. It's within that. Take away sorrow from the church.
Prove
that gift the Spirit is given is. In the Psalms 51:12,
is
spoken of saying this.
Zaburi esura ya 51:12.
Psalms 51 and the verse 12.
Onkomezewe sanyo ly'obulokozi bwo, onyweze n'omwoyo
gw'eddembe.
This gift is given by Holy Spirit. Joy, this gift bring joy.
Get back
in joy of salvation. Come from these gifts.
And
find those who are frowned in their faces. Those who are grown wrinkles,
the
anointing of joy is in them.
Nemirembe.
And the peace,
the
liberty, feel is with you.
We
can pray for people.
These
demons they run.
They have
joy. They have not fallen to knock heads on the floor. The sickness is healed, no shake. And they enjoy, feel the joy.
And
they are healing, they seem like they have been dreaming. Like those who say, when they restored captivity of Zion, we seemed like dreaming. Our mouth filled with joy. In the joy and laughter. He said anointing of joy and laughter. Be to laugh. That foolish laughter. And you move from the synagogue or from the church of fellowship, you go back home, you're laughing on the road. That's when the anointing of joy.
Pastor in the pulpit.
No, stand up, boy. You meet one.
You that is so much joy and love. You're laughing like that. You went a certain place. Wait for the spirit of laughter. That of joy. And you laughed foolish laughters. When they first tell you,
this
joy we move by, how does it look like? It's involving hating evil.
To hating
unrighteousness.
To
love all righteousness. God brings the anointing of joy.
Sometimes
they have money.
Find out how happy.
The anointing of joy that God gives us. It's not there.
Then
look to your faces. Look to your brethren's face.
Do not admire it.
Just look at it. Haven't these things not joy? If you preach and not plowing in the people,
you
say someone has heard, say amen.
Anyone born again,
shout hallelujah. You force them into it. Let's finish here.
Zaburi.
Tuzeyo. Bagalatia.
We've gone back to Galatians.
Bagalatia is Suleyokta, no? Orinyo Rabbi, the Mwebi.
Galatians 5, verse 22.
Galatians
5:22.
Emirembe.
Kwigamba okwaga kwigamba ebirabo bibyo moyo byo notambira mugagwa inechira.
Fruits of the spirit you have to move with as the one with those gifts.
Kwigamba emirembe.
Now the peace.
Jibaji no kubirawo.
It has to be present.
Naye banyonyola ku mirembe.
When they explain of peace.
It's
not this we say the world gives. Is it not that? It's not what the world gives. No.
Speak
of peace of the feet which who of those speak the gospel. These are evangelist pastors, workers of miracles. But they those who are careless, they stop it there. Peace can come to be surprised. Take away stubbornness in the midst of children of God. When he speaks in Romans, he says, how good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace?
So to talk about the
freedom cloth, you mean skirt? Have you understood?
If you marry women
as you want, speak of peace brought by the gospel. Spoken in Romans 10. Let's read with
you.
I briefly explain quick. Romans 10 verse 15. Peace is spoken of. That this gift, even by Holy Spirit,
they
preach with those who got confusion.
Or
you had confusion with your neighbor. You find yourself, you all,
peace
that headed you for what? Peace is back. Those sleep, they worried. These preachers with these gates, they help to spread peace. And they preach if it's possible,
you
be peaceful with all people. Arise in the night. Your neighbors are sleeping. Like those not born again. And you wake up in the night. For hallelujah says
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! At the ninth hour in the night, you go even outside. Maybe demons have not heard me. You look in the east.
Hallelujah!
You go either way.
Hallelujah! In the north. My God. They know how you are chaotic in that head of yours.
God
might have sorted in some wires in him. It's possible peaceful with all people.
Help ordering
church and to put them in order.
Just
gospel takes peace from people. It's you put big speakers and public systems in the night, you are in overnight and they don't end. Even those who have gotten saved, they say they take peace from us.
Bible commands,
if possible, be peaceful with all people.
Why
put speakers, people sleeping? You are making noise in the night. You don't have not rightful hours end on.
Say
they're going to end you at around midnight.
Noise,
you chased God, you chased God. You have chased him where? Won't we rest? God woke, created sleep in the body. He wants you sleep refresh. Born again, no one wants to sleep.
Even
your brains don't work well. Born again, that are poor in the world. They are always shouting the entire night and day.
They call
the jaws, the eyes are red. Demon of rejection. Your eyes which come red like that.
Overnight,
overnight all days.
They are
also sleeping. Have a demon attacking
you.
You are fasting of the devils which don't end. The fasting of God has time and season. Everything has time. But they fast, not finish everything. They tell them, how are you sleeping? Demons are sucking my blood. Don't get my stuff.
What
help is to order the things and I know
now
why these are done as in this ministry. Don't put overnight every year fastings.
What
things be done in time?
You know,
not religion of the world.
When
you reach, you pray Hail Mary, and you leave that, go pray Father, and you give your
time.
Because someone sleeps, they can follow the program when they wake up.
And
you get into the church every Tuesday or fasting every January, every beginning of month or end of month. My God.
That
I'm tired of both your things. Your new moon feasts and your weddings that you have commanded. Now, brethren, if these gifts come back, apostles and the gifts of the Spirit,
prophets,
teachers and the pastors, can help bring back peace in the church.
The major role
of these gifts is to show us, making all nations disciples, and the peace comes back. But you're the gospel.
Demons
strangle you, no peace. Even despise. Yet every day born again. God created heaven and earth, and peace in them. Born again.
To
get them, it's hard. They do things not in order. They thought God is confused. Them two got confused.
Your
husbands have hated you. Even others, your wives. You take yourself as you want. Born again, no more
bathes.
That they fasted the bathing. Born again. They don't go fulfill marital duties. Because the fasting, that foolishness, it contends against the word of God. He said, not deprive each other, depriving, claiming your fasting.
He
said, accept mutual agreements. He said, husbands,
have
fasted with me. Did we agree upon it with you? If he doesn't chase you, wait to chase who?
One
again did things.
Again, I'm over and I touch her in another girl.
No more weight commands. The wife is in the overnight. What is the man? He said, don't go.
Your demon,
that is demon. Let it lose you. You know what my wife told me? I'm a demon.
Again, now Kurang, or you have a daddy.
Others who call him daddy, they don't call him demon. Maybe
you are wrongly
pronunciations daddy. This one diamond.
Daddy, now you get a diamond.
She wants to speak daddy, then speaks demon.
You see,
don't stop it.
We are
going to be ordered well. Some of you lost your husbands. You will change them without the wife. Your actions and the way you handle things will change them. But since you got saved, you became an intercessor. Every day you are on the man, wrap up your
topic.
No one looks, you are acting your stubbornness in the synagogue. God is of confusion like that. After you intercede here, you reach home. There too you intercede. The husband passes you in the sitting room. You are
bubbling.
The husband wonders. They call Andreas and who to help this woman. They left, abandoned me. Both things troubled you much.
Some separated
with your physical family. And you didn't change them, you have no order. When they speak and correct you, but you, every day you are at that side, mother and father demons trouble you much. And the new child, demons have just begun today. All along you didn't see them.
So you
wage a war on you. They know where you go. They fall mad from there.
When
again, they refuse to begin any job. Go pray. Get the pastor with the tithe and offerings and the seeds.
No way, I'm
and the pledgings and the many others.
The first salary,
the first Saturday, he wants it.
They
go there in the morning praying. I want to request government this thing. And they're going to do it in a short time. They're going to do it. Poverty striking Uganda. Fellow born agains have brought it. They have many people synagogues call and praying. They don't work.
They
go rest house. Pastors gather it from them. Now they go. They limit them time for fellowship. If they will settle, they will leave freedom for them. That is going to happen. You wait and see. You think there is a joke here. People are there praying.
Pastor
is building his buildings. These ones are praying.
Pastor
builds buildings, getting money from them. He is having farms. He brings apples, sell them, they are seated. Now, those ways, those are not gifts of Holy Spirit.
When it
appeared in us with the rightful way, did things not worthy. After they say, every person gets have something they get drunk with. Now we are drunk of Jesus. Jesus, we do not get drunk of him. No. Everyone drunk, they no more understand, not sober. Jesus, we believe he is in our hearts. Yet we didn't get drunk of him. Everyone get drunk, they no more understand. And they have wounds and sorrows with them. Let's finish here.
Galatians 5,
verse 22. There is patience.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much.
Those
are times that teachers and the pastors, patience is involved for God to go patient with us.
Bible speaks of in 2
Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. God is not slack to bring the end, but
is
impatiently waiting for us, wants everyone rich repentance, that none of them gets destroyed.
So,
now those gifts, they show patience in all the church, and
we are
taught by them patience of high level, waiting to be patient. People of God, children of God,
the
change that it manifests. They may have come without money.
I
prove God has a plan to them.
Job 23
verse
14.
Fulfill that he pointed what to be yours. And many others like those.
We
come children of God to the church. Be patient with them, know they will be changed. In the spiritual, in the flesh.
And
be spread love them. As would have loved them. When they have money,
and
we begin loving when they do not have it, in the pure love, that of God, showing God to them. That the patience is spoken of. Not been able to explain with many scriptures. Galatians 5:22. To show mercy. That's one of them. Responsible gift of Holy Spirit. Don't speak of unwanted mercy.
But
in English they say
gentleness.
Gentleness.
First
Corinthians 14. Our God is of order. All his churches.
Gentleness.
Order. Involves order.
Nyambara.
Clothing.
Appearance.
Movements and speech.
You
have order, you're smart.
Bible,
Bible looks in it red. What you write.
Order.
And your field of order. Gentleness doesn't go beyond that. Does it go beyond that?
You
have order.
All
we've wrapped it from there.
And
that's why you say First Corinthians
14.
Our God is not of confusion, but is of order.
Responsible
everything is in order. Let's read, we see. First Corinthians 14, verse 40.
Naibyo nabi kole wenga, ngabe chisana, eramu oda.
Karisuka tudeko katone mwabiga.
1 Corinthians 14 verse 33.
Bakolinse chitoke suwa ya kumi na inyo rinyo rasa tumesatu.
1 Corinthians 14 verse 33.
Kubanga, katonda siwa kuyogana. Na iwa mirende, ngamu kanisaze ezaba tukuhu.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much. God is not of confusions, but of order. All his church of his only ones. You are the judge. Right from your home, you must be gentle.
See,
must be ordered very well.
Responsibility.
There's no confusion in it. Even if praise God, you are in order. Worship.
Not
foolish dancing they dance these days.
The
verse 14, that's why you see. All things be done in this way. First Corinthians 14 verse 40. Not to find yourself. You shout hallelujah where it's not required. You are on
amen
where you pray things on right. You are not in your seasons. You do that.
Because
the way you find,
send
me, I have one cloth. You wash it, iron it.
It's
just clothes.
That's
the hair you spend the day doing your home work in the garden. What you come with here, and you all bear like that. You say, me, I am born again. Me, I gave up on the world. What is that you're speaking? Jesus said,
you are
in the world, though you were not of the world. We are still in it. And with the manifest God. Those air which is offside, like a crested crane.
Which
does it show the glory of God?
It takes away
gentleness of God. When you preach in English, you don't know it.
The Jesus said,
all that reach their home is smelling. They
host
you sit in the seat. The urine of the children smells there. Me, I left the world. And they give you Ephesians 2:6. I sit in heavenly places in the Christ Jesus. When you sit there in heavenly places, you've copped this, you show here.
Complications
of yours is not the gentleness we speak of.
No,
and the wise king is not what you speak of.
Smart
and decent as God would have shown them. And they are ordered.
You
need to tuck in your shirt.
It's
all like they pull ears off it. It's all hanging. That you are a child of God.
Others,
the collar's about to fall off. You wash it.
You
know, I have to tie the button here and you hang it. It's all fallen off collar. You bear yourself that you are an ambassador of God.
The ambassador of America, the
French ambassador here, how they look like. Are you an ambassador of God? How you look, you don't care of yourself. You claim I have to clothe with myself. When you started in school, you had how many school uniforms? How many times you washed and ironed it?
Born
again in God.
Look
at the shoe of your brother. No more polish it. To whom it concerns.
Others
you don't brush. You
no more
brush.
There
are many bath once in a week. All
that
I will bring this gift order you to that far.
Kubanga yona tubera
kulikanisa. There we are the church. You get some dirt soon.
That,
you brush the mouth to be well.
Me,
I gave up on the body. It's dead. I close the body of heaven. And they give me 2 Corinthians 5. Ecclesiastes 4:16 and above. What is seen is for a time. What is not seen is what is
forever.
And the biggest song of Songs 5, the head is of gold, the cheeks are smelling of mire.
Outward, what they are
progress from them.
There
are women
whose
husband sleeps they sleep opposite. Look opposite. Now we have a marital conference coming again. Marriage conference.
We
want to show how Jesus shows love to the church that we copse it. Gifts of the Spirit have show us the gentleness of God. To be decent,
and
you have order. You smart in everything you do, it's in order.
The
married people complain. The other go eat beans. They enter the beds. No brushing. Another
eight
fish. Now they claim
one thing.
Their spouse can go. When they are right there, as you know, and the smell alone, the scent, they ignore, they give up. Don't know even why your first wife divorced you. It may not be yet those things.
Or
your husband chased you.
But you are
troubling us. Pastor, you see a spouse for me.
You
want also chase them with the mouth alone?
All
bad manners, they're too much.
Okay.
I bring that
gift
in the gifts given by Holy
Spirit.
It must threaten in every place.
As the word of
God and its power.
Gentleness, to
finish it. But me today, I quickly pass through them. Galatians
5:22.
My God, goodness. You know, here we look smart.
How
many times you build synagogues?
Did
you build those for pilots? Those of Utimba? Timber and the others. Others iron sheets. Others in the block.
Bricks.
Indeed, goodness needed in every place. And you find another, they feel to make a pulpit nice. The pulpit looks funny. The
seats
are all others broken. All people look funny. There is nothing like goodness. Goodness is needed. Find born again, go to toilet. They spit on low violence. Others paint poo on the walls. Others, you have children. You did put pampers on them. They are all there, urinating there.
As
you give a brethren to carry them, you take away your funny child of yours. Others, you host us in your homes. All the male fish, you don't want goodness. In the heavens, goodness is exceeding there. Where we go.
Gifts
of spirit, they come back.
Spirit
is called the Holy Spirit.
Gifts
put ingredients of goodness.
And it's all
things.
His
goodness should be manifest.
At least
the teaching
coming,
demonstrating this instructed you.
It's
taught you. We get all. Teaching, correction, rebuke at the same time. You know the problem?
Now
you buy shirts of 300. That's what you can afford. The good ones, you don't want them. Trousers, you buy those
stretches.
And you put, you go, they reduce their sizes. What is wrong with
you?
Good things are ours.
In the
and all working.
When
go in heaven, goodness is exceeding. The goodness of God will go with us.
I'm
not going in the scriptures to explain that word. Goodness, but what those who studied, we have ever studied it. Here we brought them as some of the characters
of
gifts the Holy Spirit gives.
They
have major responsibilities to make all the church the disciples.
You
ask the goodness of God. Let us finish.
Galatians 5:22.
Faith is major in the gifts of Holy Spirit.
Explain
the faith in the Romans 10.
17.
Faith comes from hearing. In hearing the word of God. Nothing they teach and it doesn't bring the word of God.
They
want faith work every time in the people. In Hebrews 11:6. That without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God,
part
of them first believe his existence.
He
is a rewarder of those all who seek for him. And they seek in his word.
Isaiah 34:16 says,
seek the book of the Lord and read. They fulfill mostly in the word. For they know
without
that we cannot please God.
We
have to believe God through the word.
So there
are some of those that people are gifts given by the Holy Spirit, demonstrating the word of God and the power. As we finish, Ephesians 4 moves on, hint on these issues that move on, be fulfilled by gifts of Holy Spirit. Those called the expiating, that called all termed units. Ephesians 4 from verse
1.
Every person, as we saw, we've been called. Some we are in offices.
Office,
they are officers given by God the Father. Others, we are in ministry.
Ministers
given of Christ. Gifts of the Christ Jesus.
And
we have this of manifesting. Yet you have to move. As that call is. All along, how would you have moved? You do not know where the call falls. You don't know how you have to move. How can you dare do that? Impossible. You don't know. Wake up one day, you are a prophet, apostle, you are a work of miracles. How can you do that? How fulfill that work? You don't know where you fall. Don't responsibility. Don't know what you're meant to do. Let's finish here. Ephesians 4 verse 1.
Kyenvambe gayira nze omusibe mukama waffe okutambulanga nga bwe kusaanira okuyitibwa kwe mwayitibwa. Olunyo lw'okubiri n'obukkakkamu bwonna n'obuwombeefu.
Bino tubirabye eri.
Obukkakkamu
bwonna.
All gentleness.
Twabirabye mu kwagala.
We saw them in love.
N'obuwombeefu.
In all humility. Ephesians 4:2.
N'obukkakkamu bwonna n'obuwombeefu n'okugumiikiriza.
These we've seen them.
Nga muzibinkirizaŋŋana mu kwagalana.
First Corinthians 13.
Olunyo lw'okusatu. Nga munyiikiranga okwekuuma obumu bw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe.
Nga tunyiikira okwekuuma obumu bw'omwoyo.
Keeping unity of the spirit.
Emirembe giri gye twasomyeko gye gitusiba ne tubeera wamu.
His spirit of it binds us to be together.
Nga tuweereddwa enjiri y'emirembe.
And we're given the gospel of peace.
Kati ebintu ebirabo bibadde biyitibwa obumu.
These gifts have been called unity.
Buvaawo.
It comes from here.
Okwekuuma obumu
bw'omwoyo. Unity of the spirit. And these gifts are there to join up all. And if there is
reason,
we find it in the entire world.
And
we are in one faith. In one baptism, our Lord is one. Saying Jesus of the other works, the one of this one never works.
Can others
join them up in other ministries? Let's read we here. Ephesians 4 verse 4.
Therefore,
one the church in the entire world,
it meant
to be one and the acts of one.
So sisiŋŋananga eno eri mu order ndala
neno
bakola birala ne bali bakola birala
each in their order.
N'omwoyo omu.
Omwoyo yandibadde ng'asigaddeyo
naye
kati bw'otunuulira amakanisa
buli
omu n'omwoyo
waabalina
omwoyo
waomulala
mwoyo wa
victory.
Omulala wa healing.
Others of healing.
Tugabaine emyoyo egy'enjawulo.
Have different spirits.
Ate nga yandibadde omwoyo y'omu akola
byonna
mu kifo kyekimu ng'abuulira enjiri ng'awonya ng'azuukiza ng'asumba ng'ebirawo byonna bwe
birinaokuba.
Fenne kanisa bwe tubitwale
n'okuolwokuba
ebirawo ebigabiwa omwoyo
omutukuvuebyavunanyizibwanga
ku mulimu
gwesitaani
olubadde olubirengerangako nga biyimuka nga
babikubira
kubanga naffe ababiweebwangamanyi kukoza.
Ephesians 4 verse 4.
Era nga nammwe bwe mwayitibwa mu kusuubira okumu.
Tubeera n'okusuubira kumu.
We have one hope.
Fenna tusuubira genda wa.
We hope to go to heaven.
Naye kati mulimu abagenda mu ttaka.
But now there are those who go down in the ground.
Bagenda kuziikibwa.
They're going to be buried.
Abalala bagenda mu purgatory.
Others go to purgatory.
Abalala bagenda mu dimension.
Others go to dimension.
Kugamba essuubi terikyalirimu olw'okuba ebirabo ebyo tebiriwo ebisobola okutujjukiza.
Gifts would remind us the number there. All us though we say God, yet hope us to be one heaven.
So,
not any other thing.
We
all come to God hoping for heaven. All these are additions added on us. Riches and things of this world. Cars and the houses. Ephesians 4 verse 4.
Era nga nammwe mwayitibwa mu kusuubira okumu okw'okuyitibwa kwammwe. Olunyo lw'okutaano. Mukama waffe omu.
Mukama waffe yandibadde omu Yesu.
Our Lord would have been one Jesus.
Naye buli muntu mpulira ennaku zino Yesu waagundi awonya.
One say Jesus of the other heals. Another of the other heals.
So waliwo bakwisa ab'obulimba abeerimbisa
mu kanisa. False Christ hidden in the church.
Ab'enjawulo.
Different ones. Naye
kanisa yonna eya Kristo entuufu mu nsi yonna.
Church of Christ in their world.
Erina kuba ne Yesu.
They have one Jesus.
Ng'akola emirimu gy'egimu
mu bifo byonna. The same works in all places. Ephesians 4 verse 5.
Okukkiriza
kwandibadde kumu.
Faith would have been one.
Fenna.
All of us.
Era twalabye nti okukkiriza.
And we saw that faith.
Kimu ku ebyo abalina ebirabo by'omwoyo mutukuvu byakulembezaamu.
It's one of those with gifts of Holy Spirit prompts.
Naye ng'okkiriza okwo okumu kwakulira kigambo kya Katonda.
Faith is for hearing the word of God.
Era nga bw'oleeta bisitoole musimanyi nagenze mu luba lwa Geena.
Great story that I went to the jaw of hell.
Nga tolina byandikwa bitulaga luba lwa Geena.
Have no scripture show the jaw of hell. We don't believe that.
Now
church people believe stories.
People
believe things not right.
Apple,
ring, trees, and the many others.
These
give something and they take us back to one
thing.
Not subtracting, no adding. Ephesians 4:5.
Okubatiza kumu.
Baptism ought to be one. But of immersion. In the water flowing. Now there is that of the Powell in the Roman Catholics and the Protestants and the others. Now born again. Some they put them in the pools. Things got messed up. But this term does unity demonstrate which the Spirit gives. They can restore it back. And they show in the scriptures
that
baptism is the rightful. Others baptizing in the flowing waters. And they must them once the name of the Father, second of the Son, part of the Holy Spirit.
When
they baptize you the name of the Father and they bring back, you die again and they bring you back. We baptize once in the flowing waters. You enter the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we bring you out. For those who bury the dead, they bury you once.
And if
to be risen, they raise up once.
Not
that
they
bury three times, they get it out, they bury back. Baptizing, you go back, die with Jesus. And you buried with him. You raise up with him.
And
the body is buried once. Others like getting the Holy Spirit and body from heaven and our spiritual gifts.
That's
the rightful baptism. And we request God to raise these gifts
and
emphasize that thing in every place. Ephesians 4:6. We ought to have one God with the gods in the world. If these gifts rise up, the entire world,
these who
call themselves God no more make meaning. Ephesians 4:6.
Kitaawe wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna. Onyolom Sam, na every muntu mufe ya wewe kisa, nge chikera chichirabu cha Kristo bachiri.
And
those gifts we saw them, praise Jesus.
So what's the bachiri?
Now that is how it is.
Birabu ibiagabu wakatunda chigambo.
Gifts given by God to the world, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
We do a ministry.
Those termed as ministry.
Na wabi wele zambe wa minister we guru.
We serve them ministers of heaven and earth.
Iri katunda.
And two gods.
Irovu na nzo tuabu na ba.
The responsibility we saw it.
Umuri okurabi kanga, we never took a mbatu sa mkuru wa Christ.
Reach us all to maturity of Christ.
Kwa alaba binji.
So much. We went to gifts given by God the Father,
office,
which are termed as office.
Those
termed as officers of heaven and earth. Those who work in the office of God. We saw their responsibility unto the entire church. Ended up seeing responsibility. Gifts given by Holy Spirit, termed as units or demonstration. We see their responsibility. We shall come back that we can see those gifts given by the Holy Spirit. May God bless you.
I
request you stand on your feet. Surely for time has left us. Let me join up. Stand on your feet.